You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I just give up. I give up. All right, you know what? You want to know what the latest schoolyard playground game is? That tag. No, you're right. You're right. Tag is still number one, but nowadays it's rape tag. Do you know that your kids are playing rape tag, right, on the playground? Have you guys heard about this? Okay. Apparently, Washington Elementary School in New Ulm, Minnesota, is at the center of controversy because fifth grade students, we're talking about pre-pubertal students. I didn't play tag when I was in fifth grade, but anyway, they're finding this game pretty attractive because it is rape tag. What you do is, you know, when you play tag, when you run around, you tag somebody, they're it, or freeze tag, they have to freeze. And to unfreeze somebody, usually a student has to touch them. Well, if you want to unfreeze your opponent, or I guess your team player, you go up to him and simulate a sexual act on the frozen person by thrusting your hips at this other child. This is what the game is about. Apparently, a parent found out and said, well, I can't quote what the parent said, but it was what the, and then I can't finish the sentence. Parent reported the incident to school officials after finding their child was talking about the game on Facebook. See, this is why have access to your kids' Facebook accounts. And I'm not saying just be a friend. I'm saying, I mean, look at their account every day, password and all. Otherwise, you have no idea what they're doing. All right. The school's principal, Bill Sprung said this age level of kids, 10, 11, 12, is a time when kids start to mature and start to experiment. Part of that experimentation is that they do things we wish they wouldn't have done. He said he did alert the teachers. See, teachers and principals, they're a lot more calm. See, my teachers and principals and vice principals, when I was a child, I never thought they were calm. I always thought they were just raving lunatics when I was going to school. Yet now as an adult, they actually look more calm than the average adult. Isn't that true? As a kid, like my kids hate their teachers. They think their teachers are just complete spazzes. Yet they're actually more calm than the average person. All right. So the principal said he alerted the teachers and the teachers spoke to their classes about the game. It probably went something like this. All right, children. You do not hump each other on the playground. That is inappropriate, and it's not a very, very good form of exercise. I don't know. I don't know how they explain this one. But while it appeared to stop there, rumors about the game continued. Then the game got excited because then kids are like, oh, wait, I want to try this. So then apparently students had to go home with a letter, and the letter went home to the parents, saying on January 10th, a fifth grade parent informed me that fifth grade students were playing a game called rape tag. The rape tag was similar to freeze tag. Fifth grade teachers had reported that mainly students in only two classes played the game. Now it's all over the place. This game is all over the place now. Everybody wants to play. I think it's ridiculous. Can you imagine if you were the teacher? See, that's the other thing, too. I remember my teachers to be very, very old. Very, very old women. Now, of course, as a kid, I thought anybody over the age of 26 was old. But, I mean, can you imagine one of your 90-year-old, what if this was Catholic school, you know, and the nun is out there, you know, walking around on the playground, and then they see these kids do this to each other? Why are kids so stupid? Was I that stupid? I really need to ask my mom, was I that stupid when I was a kid, or are kids just getting stupider? This is a real stupid. When I was in the fifth grade, I remember, you know, making fun of E.T. because I really didn't like the E.T. movie. I remember thinking Smurfs were kind of cool. I remember playing tetherball. And I remember, you know, checking out the boys. I don't remember playing tag or leapfrog or rape tag. So What are you going to do? Just, you know, the moral of this story is if you have a grandchild, if you have a child, you know, you may just want to inquire what they do recess time. You just, you know, just casually. And if they say rape tag, smack them upside the head. No violence, no violence. All right, well, just lock them down. Don't let them go to the school until they figure this out. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, there's got to be some smarter people in this world. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I want to hear from you. If you have any questions, any comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Later this hour, we're going to be talking about a study that came out from Match.com. Single in America study, okay, secrets of sex, et cetera. But they're claiming that Republicans are more likely to have good sex. Better sex than Democrats. I don't know how they get this. I don't know how they get this, right? Yeah, and they have some ideas about how politics helps sex. So I guess we'll talk about that. We also need to talk about, it looks like the Susan G. Komen for The Cure reverses their decision, caves in to the public pressure. I'd call it media blackmail, to be honest. And they're going to give money back to Planned Parenthood. We're going to talk about that. Also, Harry Potter, you know, after he saw, I guess, all the publicity that the Wheel of Fortune people got, Pat Sajak and Vanna White, he goes, hey, I was drunk while filming Harry Potter. Wasn't he a kid? Right? Wasn't he like a little 10-year-old? I mean, when was he? It must have been when he was, like, I don't know, Harry Potter 4. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of the Harry Potter movies. Maybe I think they speak too fast. I think the British tongue is a little too grammatically correct for me, so I really don't understand what they're saying. And so maybe he was just trying to get through the script. He's like, I have to go, Harry Potter, where have you been? He's probably like, well, I don't really understand what that means. Let me drink, and maybe I could get through the scene. All right, don't go away. We're coming right back, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, we got some weird science. Later this segment, we're going to be talking about Match.com's survey saying Republicans have better sex than Democrats, but also another study saying right-wingers are less intelligent than left-wingers. Oh, my gosh. They do studies on who pays for these studies? This is ridiculous. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, my name is Tom from San Francisco.
Hello.
And I was wondering if I'm going to be having my big toenail pulled, if it will grow back, because it's growing crooked due to my shoe, I guess. And I just was wondering if there's going to be any complications when the toenail is pulled. Is it going to go back correctly? And am I in danger of any infection? Mm. So forth. Is it a normal procedure? Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
No, thank you for your question. Okay, so getting your toenail removed. I mean, toenails get removed all the time. I mean, you know, I could do it with my eyes closed, hands tied behind my back. I love toenails. One of my favorite things to do. Again, if it's growing out funny, my only concern, though, is if it's a nail bed issue, or not so much a nail bed, but your nail plate, where the nail grows, there's a chance the new one can grow funny as well. It all depends on exactly what's happening. Sometimes, let's say you'll drop something on your nail, you'll crush, you know, the nail. We talked about subungual hematomas, where you had to burr hole the nail. We talked about that about a week or two ago. You know, if you have trauma to the nail, and the nail plate is still intact, you know, we take out the nail, right, that's loose, that's detached, usually the new nail grows pretty fine. But if the nail plate is damaged, then, no, there can be an issue. So how they're going to take out the nail is they're going to probably numb up the toe. When they numb up the toe, they do a digital block where they put the numbing medicine at the base of your toe. Usually they kind of look at your toe circular, where they'll do the inside and then they'll do the outside in terms of numbing. Then sometimes they'll numb underneath. But in a circular pattern, they basically numb up, put the lidocaine in there such that the nerves that go to the end of the toe will become anesthetized. You can't just numb the tip of the toe. They're going to numb the base. So somebody could say, well, could that cause risks? Yes, there could be some implicit risks in a digital block, like you're not getting feeling back, but I've never seen it. You know, I mean, there could be reaction to the anesthetic, but if you've had lidocaine before and any anesthetic, you're probably going to be fine with that. Then risk of infection. If they take out the nail, many times they're going to give you an antibiotic. They'll give you an antibiotic such that, because again, the toe is a very difficult, you know, body part to clean. You know, even though we tourniquet it, you know, to have less blood flow going in there, and then we clean it up with the iodine, and once they take out the nail, they clean it, there's still a chance for bacteria. So they'll probably give you an antibiotic to prevent that. They are going to tourniquet you. And when they tourniquet you, it stops blood flow going there from the artery, but you're still going to have some pooling blood from the veins. And so sometimes what I like to do is I like to, you know, wait to drain that blood out. So if I take the nail out, I kind of let it squeeze. I mean, I don't let the patient see the drip on the floor. I use some gauze, but I kind of get rid of the rest of the venous blood. And then when I take off the tourniquet, they really don't bleed. It's amazing. Now, let's say you had an ingrown toenail. Now, with the ingrown toenails, they'll use something called phenol to kill the nail base. They're going to want to kill that nail plate such that the nail doesn't regrow. If they ever use that, yeah, then you're not going to have nail come back. But if all they're going to do is remove the nail, you have a pretty good chance a new nail is going to grow because they're just going to remove that nail. But if there's any nail plate damage, it could look funny. So that's basically the removal of toenails in a nutshell. Pretty good, huh? All right. I love doing that stuff, ingrown toenails, and you know. But I got to tell you, you know what I found that works? You know, sometimes you get an ingrown toenail that starts to get infected and it hurts, all right? And it happens on a weekend, and you're like, dang, I can't get into the doctor. All right, well, as much as I want you to see a doctor right away, don't treat infection by yourself. Personally, in our family, when, you know, my husband was whining, I mean, I love my husband. Okay, he's not a whiner, but when it comes to the toes, he was whining. Don't tell him. He's like, oh, my darts. I got some Colgate toothpaste. And I kind of opened up, I just kind of, you know, peeled away the skin by the toe that was red. I put some Colgate toothpaste in there. Next day, he was almost cured. There is something about Colgate toothpaste. I really got to figure it out. Now, I can't tell you to do that. I could just say that's what I did on my husband. And it was amazing. Colgate toothpaste on his ingrown toe. And we didn't have to take out his toenail. So, yeah, I know. Pretty cool stuff. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I don't like reading studies that I think are absolute baloney, but you guys have to hear about this because it's going to be hitting the news over the next few days. They're saying right-wingers are less intelligent than left-wingers. All right, this is a new study coming from, oh, this is from Canada? Okay, all right, let me just read this to you. Right-wingers tend to be less intelligent than left-wingers, and people with low childhood intelligence tend to grow up to have racist and anti-gay views. Can you believe this baloney? This is being reported here by the Daily Mail. They say conservative politics work almost as a gateway into prejudice against others. Ooh, you see the baloney they're spreading? Say the Canadian academics. The paper analyzed large UK studies which compared childhood intelligence with political views in adulthood across more than 15,000 people. And the authors claim that people with low intelligence gravitate towards right-wing views. Okay, so are you saying that, let's say there's a Catholic bishop who's pro-life and finds the Republican ideology of that fine, are you saying a Catholic bishop or a Catholic priest is unintelligent? This is completely stupid. All right. They say people's educational levels is not what determines whether they are racist or not. It's innate intelligence. So basically, this study published in Psychological Science claims that right-wing ideology forms a pathway for people with a low reasoning ability to become prejudiced against groups such as other races and gay people. I hate how the media and these researchers are, you know, I don't even know where to begin with this. They better not have spent any money on this. All right. Let me see. They say the study by academics at Brock University in Ontario, Canada, used information from two UK studies from 1958 and 1970. They looked at several thousand children for intelligence at age 10 and 11 and then asked political questions when they were age 33. All right. They said, in adulthood, the children were asked whether they agreed with statements such as, I wouldn't mind working with people from other races. If they're talking about kids from the 1950s, and I wouldn't mind if a family of a different race moved next door, what are they even talking about? They said they were also asked whether they agreed with statements about typically right-wing and socially conservative politics, such as give lawbreakers stiffer sentences, and schools should teach children to obey authority. Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't even want to. The researchers also compared their results against a 1986 American study, which included tests of cognitive ability and questions assessing prejudice against homosexuals. You know how many Republicans I know that are gay? I mean, you know how many homosexuals I know that are Republican? So I guess if you are a Republican and a homosexual, you're still anti-gay. Is that what they're trying to tell us? The authors claim there is a strong correlation between low intelligence, both as a child, as an adult, and right-wing politics. Okay. Do you want to rip this up or should I? That's baloney. This is why you have to be this. Okay. Now, no, I don't blame Daily Mail. Daily Mail comes up with, they're a pretty good source. In fact, they actually, I believe, in the news last week, they said they superseded New York Times as one of the most highly read. They're just reporting on a study. This, I do not believe, has anything to do with Daily Mail views. This is a study that was published. But look at what baloney is being spread. And again, I don't like the word baloney. I haven't used that word since the 70s. But you know the word I really want to say, and I can't say on air. So they're trying to tell people. Or you know what? They're trying to scare people. They're trying to scare people into not thinking more towards the right because we'll think them to be unintelligent, racist, etc. You know, just because you like the fiscal policies of President Reagan or George Bush does not mean you're a racist. This is absolutely, this blows my mind. But you see how much power the media has. Look at what happened with Susan G. Komen for The Cure, right? They reversed their decision and they're going to return funding to Planned Parenthood. I have never seen an organization browbeat so much. I mean, they were publicly flogged over the last few days, because they wanted to reserve their right to decide who they wanted to give grant and funding for. I mean, they could give it to private institutions, they could give it to public institutions, they could give it to schools, they could give it to whoever they want. They said, we're going to pass on giving it to Planned Parenthood, and they were just crucified. Senators, the media, you know, so they're like, fine, we'll give in, take the money. Is that extortion? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, I'm just a little fuming from the study published in Psychological Science. I really want to get that journal and actually see if they have this baloney published in there. I want to find bullcrap. Can I say bullcrap on the air? I could say bullcrap? Okay, let's do that because baloney just isn't strong enough. Here's my problem. All right, I have huge respect for the psychological profession and enormous respect. So when you see something like this that's plastered all over the news, all over the internet, now in journals, saying that there's a psychological deficit in somebody who may lean one way or another politically. And honestly, if the other, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, if it said liberals were unintelligent, you wouldn't say, oh, yes, I would. Absolutely, I would. I don't think you can medically or psychologically, right, say that one person is less intelligent than another. You know, I mean, many people that go to Berkeley or go to Harvard that are liberal, I'm sorry, they're intelligent people. I mean, pretty intelligent people. Bill Clinton is a very smart man, right? I mean, he's horny, makes some bad ethical choices. But Bill Clinton's intelligent. I would never say he isn't. But, I mean, look at the double standard. If they're going to publish in a psychological study that people who think right wing are racist, I mean, first, don't get me started on just the ethical implications of that. I mean, you cannot, I don't think you should be wielding your medical degree or your psychological degree to spray political baloney. Okay, ooh, I don't want to use the word baloney, bullcrap. All right, but look at the double standard. When President Obama was caught on mic complaining to the president of France about Benjamin Netanyahu, right? Remember, the president of France was complaining about him, and Obama had said, well, I got to deal with him every day. All right. When we heard that, did we say President Obama was an anti-Semite? Well, he doesn't care for Netanyahu. You know, hasn't really visited Israel since his presidency. No, we don't call President Obama an anti-Semite. Nobody would. And I don't think you should. All right. I thought with that remark, he showed he was lazy, probably would rather play golf. It showed a lack of diplomatic skill and skill to be president, right? Because I'm sorry, if somebody who gives you, I mean, who shares with you enormous intelligence in the Middle East, right, is a statesman, works with you on a daily basis, you don't sit there and talk bad about him to another statesman. So I think it showed enormously poor choice, lack of any presidential or diplomatic skill, but I wouldn't call him an anti-Semite. I wouldn't call President Obama racist for that. Yet, in this study, they could call people who lean to the right racist. It's bullcrap. And they get away with it. I mean, they're going to publish this stuff? This is going to be published? So, you know, it stinks because, you know, the average person, like those of you that listen to me, and I know many people that are liberal do listen, all right? And that's why I think many liberals are intelligent. I mean, the fact that you could choose my radio show to listen to. I know you're shutting off now. I caught you. I know you're listening. I caught you. All right. Where was I going with that? I know liberals listen to my show. They're smart. Oh, yeah. All right. So the average person that listens to talk radio, I think, is pretty intelligent. All right. Because you're choosing to, you know, learn. You're choosing to educate yourself. I think anybody who reads a book is intelligent. Now, trust me, after a long, hard day, I like to, you know, listen to music on my way home. You can listen to FM radio and music and XM. I think that's fine. That's, you know. But the fact that you guys are taking the time now to listen and learn, whether you agree with what I have to say or not, shows definitely a sign of intelligence. What concerns me is there's a huge population out there that are butterfly watchers. Just, I mean, no, I have no problem with entomology, no problem with insects, I like insects. But, you know, they're like, well, I mean, whatever comes, I'll flow with that idea. And this can really, this like a virus can infect their brain. And there's not much we could do about it. I mean, right now people are still bad mouthing Komen for the cure, the breast cancer foundation. People have been bad mouthing them. And these guys just do good after good after good. Maybe they chose to do a little less good, not wanting to fund Planned Parenthood. But they got completely reamed and crucified by the media that they gave in and said, fine, here's your money. Here's your millions back. And I've just never seen anything like that happen. So we're kind of living in a world right now where if you are very open about what you believe, people are going to consider you racist. So there's really no freedom of speech. Looks like there's no freedom to be a private institution that raises money for research. And there's no freedom to decide who you give that money to. All right. Government is going to get involved with 22 senators, they were saying, to extort you to give money to Planned Parenthood, who you may believe or not believe in what they do. You know, I mean, even if you are for what Planned Parenthood does, and they do a lot of things for the female community, no doubt they do. All right. But whether the abortion issue is an issue or not, to a particular organization, they have every right to decide their criteria for donating. Washington cannot be involved, and that's exactly what happened. Government should not be involved. Mayor Bloomberg said, oh, I'll give $250,000. Right? Government got involved. Politics got involved when they shouldn't have. And so now Komen feels forced to give to Planned Parenthood. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if another organization then starts. Because, I don't think many people knew that money given to Komen for the cure went to Planned Parenthood. Now, I didn't know. I mean, I knew they did a lot for breast cancer and research, and I knew they did a lot. I was, you know, well aware. I just didn't really know that, I didn't really care, you know, because, I mean, I love the Pink Ribbon campaign. Just their presence increases a lot of awareness. But a lot of people are going to be very upset with this. And all this publicity about Komen being somehow related and in a relationship, and it looks like a pretty deep-pocketed relationship with Planned Parenthood, is probably hurting them now. So I wouldn't be surprised if another organization then ends up, growing and organizing. Because it looks like Komen can't ever withdraw money from Planned Parenthood. If they don't want to be publicly crucified, they are going to now. Isn't that very similar to, I don't want to say mafia, but you know, in all these movies and, you know, in these neighborhoods, they say, you know, you have to pay us for protection. Okay, as long as you pay us, you'll have protection. But if you don't pay us, there's going to be a world of hurt coming upon you. That's almost exactly what just happened there. Extortion is a word for it, right? Yeah. I'm surprised they gave in. But again, remember, their job is to stay alive and functioning to help women with breast cancer. Now we have this, and it's a shame because, you know, I had issues with Planned Parenthood. I've had some issues, but still, you know, I never thought this poorly of them until what happened here. And I don't think this is going to be the end of it. I think people are so mad with what happened that it's not going to be good. And the last thing we want are charities and research grants and foundations, right, having negative publicity. We need more research. We need more money being donated, okay? We don't need any political bullcrap, all right? Whew, okay, we're going to be coming up a break. I want to talk about the study that says Republicans are 40% more likely to have good sex. This is actually an interesting study Matches.com came up with. Also some interesting tidbits about men versus women. We're going to be coming up. But, of course, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or email us at drdahlia.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com. IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Okay. You know, I almost don't even want to talk about this stupid study, but, Match.com really has some cool stuff when it comes to insights into kind of the sexual arena. So anyway, what they did is they surveyed about 5,000 people. Well, I've seen actually two quotes. One was 6,000 people. One was 5,000. But anyway, multiple thousand. Let's just go there, okay? And they say that when they surveyed American singles, it revealed that Republicans end up having a better time with sex and actually nearly orgasm every time compared to Democrats. And they have this picture here of Mitt Romney kissing his wife. They say the reason behind this, and Match.com is an online dating website, says it's not just because of their politics. It's because GOP people, they said, showed a pattern of looking for people of a similar socio-political background who believe in marriage. They say liberals, this is the study, I'm not saying this. Liberals, on the other hand, they said prioritize the sense of humor, individuality, and equality in their relationships. Okay, now this study was led by a sex therapist, an evolutionary biologist. Who is the name? I'm trying to see the name. And experts at the Institute for Evolutionary Studies at Binghamton University. Okay? Apparently, this study is called Singles in America. It's supposed to be the largest study of singles ever. They say 3%, so they also looked at other things. I don't even know where to go with this whole Republican thing. Okay? You know, is the sex better? I guess. Okay? I'm not going to, you know, try to think back, you know, to previous boyfriends, but I was a good girl. Right? As far as you all know, I was a very, very good girl. So what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say liberals don't have as many orgasms as conservatives? I don't know where they get this. But again, they probably surveyed. They probably said, okay, you know what happened is they probably surveyed people and they said, yes, I have fun. And by the way, I'm Republican. So maybe that's what happened. Okay, so what other tidbits does this study say? Okay, they say here, they also love to bash through the stereotype of men. You know, like, remember that study earlier in the year that said men actually want to cuddle more than we think, and men actually may want to settle down, okay? So this study actually reiterated that, all right? They say men seem to be the ones that want to settle down. They say women actually have a problem if the sex is bad. They say bad sex is a deal breaker. They also found that when you look at love at first sight, they say more gay men will admit to love at first sight than heterosexual men. I, again, don't ask. Okay, so let me see if there's any other tidbits in this. I'm reading the study as we go. They say men actually, all right, will admit to be love struck. They are more likely to experience love at first sight, but they say, I guess, homosexuals are more likely to do that. Women, let me see, what are deal breakers for a woman? All right, not only is it bad sex, they also say a man who's lazy, a man who is unclean, a man who is needy, and a man who lacks a sense of humor. All right, they say men are almost 3 times more likely to be thinking about sex at any given moment, but 39% report being turned off by a low sex drive in a partner. So guys want their woman, of course, to be probably a nymphomaniac. I don't know. All right, guys want commitment. They say 31% of men said they'd be willing to commit to somebody who has everything they're looking for in a partner. 21% said they'd commit to somebody they were not sexually attracted to. Oh, wow. Then they also think that Prince Charming was gay. The match found that gay men are 9% more likely than straight men to believe in love at first sight, and 14% more likely to say they've experienced it. Honestly, I can't tell you how many guys in college I liked who ended up being gay, and they did. They looked like Prince Charming. They were well-shaven. They were well-dressed, had great hair. Another thing they found is ambitious women turn men on. Ah, no wonder. Okay. Many dads, they actually said, would be okay with being Mr. Mom. That's interesting. And let me see, you get people over 60 are pickier than any other age group when choosing a mate. Of course. All right. And they are the group likeliest to achieve orgasm. So your 60 plus people are more likely to achieve orgasm. Well, that's exciting. Now let's go to online dating. Online dating is huge now. Okay. They're also looking at online dating, or a new study looked at 50% of singles will have sex on a first date when they meet them online. First date? Wow. Match.com Singles in America revealed that 66% of men and 44% of women had gone to bed with a date at the end of the first meeting. All right. Trying to think what else it says here. Again, I want to read. They say a quarter of those polled said they typically have sex within the first 3 dates. A quarter will wait until their partner is ready. That would be nice. Yeah, can you wait until the pants are off? A quarter wait until the partner is ready, and just under a fifth will wait until they agree that they are in an exclusive relationship. 13%, 1/3, say they will wait until marriage to have sex. My, I wonder what this study would have been like 60, 70 years ago, even 100 years ago. But right now, 13% of people surveyed, single surveyed, said they will wait until marriage to have sex. You know, we talk about this a lot. Imagine if we were in a society again where we waited till we were married. We wouldn't have to worry about HPV. right? Now they're really putting doctors under pressure, vaccinating boys against HPV as well by age 11, just like girls, because HPV is given to each other, and there's genital warts and cervical cancer and now mouth cancer. If two people are virgins when they marry, nobody has HIV to give to each other, right? What about the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery? Well, you know, you won't do that accidentally if you wait to marry them. Because if you're having sex with somebody that you haven't married, they could actually be married to somebody else. You see, there's all these things that just kind of fall into place. But they say 13% of singles in the study considered, I'll wait till we get married. Why is it? Is it because there's all these, I mean, you should see the picture I'm looking at right now that goes with this study. You know, I mean, everybody's all happy and they're in bed and they're, you know, I mean, the way society portrays sex and teen moms, unwed parents, right? Britney Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears, Angelina Jolie, you know, I mean, we're celebrating having families without having the commitment and having marriage and, you know, but there was a reason, you know, there was a reason things were done a certain way back then, or it was advised to us by some higher authority. All right. You know, I think God knows what he's talking about, honestly. But, you know, we're in a society now where we have sex and we have to now vaccinate our 11-year-olds. Because by the time they're 12, 13, they're going to be doing stuff. I mean, if not already on the playground, we opened with that story of these kids on the playground playing rape tag. So obviously, 10-year-olds, because they're talking about fifth graders, 10-year-olds already kind of have the movements down, because that's what they're doing to each other on the playground. I don't know if it's ever going to turn back. I don't know. All right. I know we're going to talk about Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe admits to being drunk while filming Harry Potter scenes. He says, well, we know he went through a battle with alcohol. He's admitted that. You know, looks happy. Again, you know, I think it's just because trying to get through that script. Okay, we're going to be coming up on another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show. If you don't get the next hour, please go to the website at gcnlive.com. In this next hour, we're going to talk about this test. They've come up with a 21-question test to see if you or your loved one has Alzheimer's. So we'll take the test. I swear, if I don't pass, that's going to be embarrassing. All right, we're also going to talk about a study where they say in England, if you come into the hospital on a Saturday or Sunday, you are more likely to die than if you came on a non-weekend day, like a weekday. All right. I mean, it's right here in writing. They go, chances of death are higher if you get sick on a weekend because of staffing issues. So if you could listen in, great. If not, call in with your questions when you can at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we'll answer them the next show. You all take care.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.